Which leads us to the next topic, which is, it says here, and you guys need to know this, it says here, show client how to hold hand. Show client how to hold hand. Now, look up at me. I'm not going to grab Adriana's hand with my most manly iron grip, even if she was a man.
Because I may freak out.
I'm not going to go like this. Let me see if there's a part here. And grab her hand and shake it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to be extremely
ambiguous in touch.
Gentle and ambiguous. So again, watch how I would do this. I would say, so I wonder if I can talk to that. So I put my hand out like that and wait for her to lift her hand. Now, not always. Sometimes I can just go like this. So I wonder, now this time don't lift your hand.
Okay.
So I wonder if I can talk to that part. And I wonder which hand that part would like to come out and stand on. Now the client's going to tell me which one. At that point,
if the client is a mismatch, I will say the other one.
Yeah. Yeah, the client could say the other one, which is fine. Doesn't matter which hand the client says.
Doesn't matter.
Now the minute the hand starts to move, and if I have to pick it up, I'm going to pick it up very, very, very gently with my fingertips. And the minute I get the hand up like this, I'm gonna reduce the number of fingertips that I have on the bottom of her hand. Now her hand's parallel. See, her hand is up and parallel, and as we said before, the arm wants to be parallel
on a 90-degree angle. Here.
The upper arm wants to be vertical, and the lower part of the arm wants to be parallel with the ground, so horizontal. Now I'm gonna lift this arm up, and I'm holding it very lightly with the bottom of my fingers, but I'm not touching it hard like this. I'm just very lightly. And at the same time, I'm going to take my other arm, my other hand, and I'm going to touch the bottom part of her arm extremely lightly and ambiguously.
Now, that induces a arm catalepsy.
Without stroking. We're not going like this. Like that. We're not stroking the arm. When we pick up the arm, we're not grabbing the arm. We're just taking our fingertips and lifting the arm very lightly like that to give suggestions so it's not... Then the arm gets
non-verbal.
Up like this.
You realize these are all nonverbal suggestions.
These are nonverbal suggestions. Now, when the hand gets up like this, what you'll find is the hand will be cataleptic. So this is an arm catalepsy induction. And the way it works is the client doesn't know. Look at this now. Look at this nice catalepsy. The client doesn't know when the last touch was. So put that down. Relax your arm. Now I'm going to do an arm catalepsy induction again without any words. So I'm going to say, and as I do, notice I'm just simply touching the bottom of her arm with sleeves or without sleeves, doesn't matter. If you have sleeves, you need to touch it a little harder so the client feels the touch. But your hands are simply along the bottom, all the way out to the palm of the hand, even in the fingers, and it's just, and the client doesn't quite know when the last touch was. So the touch ends and the client's hand remains expectantly waiting for the next touch. That's essentially how an arm catalepsy induction works. And then when it is, the hand is nicely cataleptic. You guys with us so far? Good. Again, free movement, thank you. So the process is to induce an arm catalepsy induction in the client. And that happens. Now, we don't, by the way, listen. We don't go through this at practitioner. Because it's way too much information for a practitioner to even get, because they're just still wrestling with the issue of parts integration and how to hold the hand and, oh my, what do I do now, and so forth and so on. So we don't teach this until master track, and we wait until this time to teach it on purpose. But every time you do a parts integration, you need to do an arm catalepsy induction. Again, the arm catalepsy induction is very simple. You give the client nonverbal suggestions. You hold your hand out and wait till the client picks her hand up. Till the hand's on top of yours, then you give it little... Now, oh, this time, Adriana, when you pick up your hand, this time I want you to have your hand be limp on top of mine. So we'll pick up the hand. The hand goes like this. This time, her hand is limp in mine, in which case you are going to have to pick it up, but you're going to give it little upward suggestions like this. Give it a little push upward and get it on the fingertips. Yeah, give it a little push upward. Not too much, but it gives a little push. It says unconsciously, the unconscious mind, leave the hand there and have it be cataleptic. So you give it a little push, yeah? Sometimes clients will have their hand heavy in your hand, in which case just give it a little upward push like this. take your fingers, touching the bottom of her arm, and you simply flip the arm up a little bit. And then you have your hand off. And again, at the very end of the induction of arm catalepsy, the client is not sure when the last moment you touched him or her was. Client's not sure of the last touch. That's called ambiguous touch. Again, it's not a grab. You're not grabbing the arm. You're not saying, okay, do this. I'm going to show you how. Like a lot of people, when they give you a handshake, they intend to crush your hand. Yeah, that's not it. It's very light and very ambiguous touch across the under. Oh, it's also not stroking. We're not going to stroke the arm. That's a little overt sexually. So we're not going to stroke the arm. We're simply going to take the hand and put it across the bottom.